Good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and today is a live prophecy reality edition. Yes, the studio cam is on, and I am in the chat room all by myself this morning. Perhaps a few people will show up, perhaps not. If you'd like to join the broadcast, well, come on over to the chat room. I'll check it occasionally for questions or comments. Or you could call in. There's a call-in number. Or you can Skype at Far Live. So several ways you can interact with the program. Or you can email me at any time with questions or comments during the week, and I will bring them up. Let's see. Today we're going to, in the second hour, we're going to jump back into our apocalyptic inquiry. I know some people have been following that, so we're going to continue that until we get through the entire book of the Revelation. I don't know how long that'll take. Maybe sometime into next year. Who knows? I do things as I can get to them. Let's see. First of all, speaking of comments or questions, let me check. I got an email from Robert, and Robert says, Nicholas, please do all possible for us to keep broadcasting First Amendment radio as long as you can. It may seem that support may be dropping, but it may be higher than you think. Okay. I hope it's higher than I think. Maybe I'll even find evidence of that if it's so. It may be higher than you think, he says. I have been in your chat room from time to time on Wednesday, but I have been preoccupied with other matters and couldn't be there many times. However, I want you to know how much I appreciate your broadcast, especially Tom Fress's Inquisition update. I'm sure you are fighting a horrific uphill battle for the truth. That's the way it seems. We'll keep fighting. And he says that his screen name is R, so I guess that's R for Robert, 2010. And I won't read the rest of that on air because he can share it if he wants to. Let's see what else I have here. Let's see if I got anything else from listeners or... I don't see anything else. I don't have anything else checked here, so I guess not. Either that or I forgot to mark them or whatever. Okay, well, that's all we got from listeners, so that's not what I would call overwhelming support, but, you know, the thing is I'm going to keep doing this anyway as long as I can. I know that Google has their new algorithm, so I've switched all of my browsers to Yahoo. Because they have a new algorithm to put in their, to have their searches come up with only things that they approve or are approved by the Antichrist, because they are Antichrist. So it doesn't matter. So that's the way that works. Let's see. So I'm not surprised that people can't accidentally find First Amendment radio on YouTube or in Google searches. So I expect everyone to hearing my voice and beyond. It's not quite in the mainstream yet because Google almost controls the mainstream. Now it's the word is coming out that Google is starting to be considered a public utility. That's right. And this same thinking is going to be used against the big ones like Google and Facebook. And Google may have to be broken up into smaller companies that will be more localized and not have algorithms that give you something other than what you're searching for or putting at the top of searches what Google thinks you should have. And you've probably heard somewhat about it in some news reports somewhere. But like I said, Google's even controlling the news. So you have to be more exact when you're searching for something in the phrases. And because I've done some of these, tested some of them. And it's funny how you have to put more exact. You can even put, .com, firstamendmentradio.com, and First Amendment Radio will come up, but so will a lot of other things. So it's not, they aren't giving you exactly what you're searching for. They're giving you at the top what they want you to see. So anyway, that's the way that works. So maybe in the more the government gets involved, that can maybe make it worse. I don't know. Maybe, like I said, more people just need to use other alternative search engines. But who's to say that Yahoo and other search engines won't be doing the same thing soon enough? Okay, let's see. What else do we got today? I got some news articles here. So, okay, this is it. We'll talk about some of the same things, maybe. Every single Democratic candidate raised their hand in favor of free health care for illegals. So they're talking about current events. Now, I'm anti-socialist. That's right. And I put my life or my money, so to speak, where my mouth is. I don't collect socialist security. I don't collect food stamps. I don't collect, I don't use Medicare, Medicaid, Medi-Cal, Medi-whatever, okay? None of those things. As a matter of fact, I stopped using the Social Security number more than 25 years ago. Let's see, think about that. Yeah, more than 25 years ago. And so it's been a journey pulling myself out of that. And it's not easy. That's right. It's not an easy journey. Because during that, say, 25-year period, they've been requiring a Social Security number to attaching it to more of the liberties that belong to us as United States citizens. So now you lose your liberties if you don't participate in socialism. But I am an anti-socialist. We talked about that last week. You take a look at my program last week. Romans 13 and socialism. Okay, who is the higher power, God or government? That's so if you're interested in that. Now, I had someone in the chat room. Let me check that out here. And I can share that with you. I can find the chat room. There it is. Good morning, Corp Raid and Dale D. anyway, someone, Z-Man 1978, if that's his birthday, he's a young man. Has anyone been able to get Terry Glee's CD on how to become a sovereign? Forget it, man. Greg Anthony is playing some, 10 and 15-year-old things, and these things aren't available anymore. And you don't want to be a sovereign. You want to be a man of God under the true sovereign, and that is the higher or the highest power, to put it plainly. And if you go to my website, crosstheborder.org, and maybe I'll do that so I can give you exact instructions, Z-Man 1978, if you happen to hear this. Hopefully you're continuing to listen to First Amendment Radio. It's good for your health. It's good for your soul. And read God's Word, too. Okay, what was I looking for? Oh, yes, my website. It's in one of these tabs up here. Let's see, and if I go down here. And, oh, yeah, if you go to my website, Cross the Border, I believe it's on the left-hand column, and you scroll down there, you'll see image that says National ID Cards, Your Papers, Please. And if you click on that, it'll take you to a page there with my Notice of Right to Travel and Declaration of Repentance. And that's the only way you can truly be free. Put it that way. You're not going to be a sovereign citizen. Okay? Yeah, you don't want to be your own God. But you don't want any tyrants over you either. And the only way that you can live without tyranny of the soul, at least, is to be governed and have as your sovereign Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And someday it may even cost you your life. But because his kingdom never ends, if you are in it when your mortality comes to an end, well, in that case, you'll live forever in his kingdom. You'll be in the resurrection, you know, fairly instantly, and you will return with him and rule and reign with him for 1,000 years. You will share sovereignty with him. Of course, he is the supreme sovereign of the earth, and we will rule and reign with him. That's what it says in the Revelation. So let's make sure we all do that. Okay, let's see what else we got. Yes. So anyway, all the Democrats are saying, America last, Americans last. I mean, they're just conceding the next election already to Trump. I mean, who's going to vote for people who say, we want these illegal aliens to come in here, take your jobs, take your money, and give them free health care, right? When most Americans don't have free health care. I mean, I don't have any health care, so I take care of my own health according to God's word. I follow the dietary laws and stuff like that. I don't do that for salvation. I'll tell you why I follow the dietary laws. Because I'm afraid of bad health. And we should be afraid of bad health. I'll tell you why. Because there are so many people around us with bad health and failing health. And I'm in my mid-60s somewhere, and I'm not getting younger, and I'm, you know, things are not going to get better health-wise, so I have to do everything I can. You cannot be careless with your health. And a lot of people believe that, well, I can, you know, God crucified, nailed pork to the cross or whatever, so we don't have to follow the dietary laws. But see, the thing is, if you believe that or anything like that, so you can do whatever you want, smoke cigarettes, you know, smoke pot, because none of that matters anymore. The law was nailed to the cross. Well, go ahead, you know, live with that. But see, that means you believe that God was just trying to lay a burden on the children of Israel, that he made up the majority of those dietary laws just because he wanted to deprive them of the yummy taste of pork. That's what you have to believe. But see, I believe something else. I believe what God's word said. He said, I will lay none of these diseases on you. And I believe that all of that led to their good health so that they wouldn't have any of those diseases that are associated with things that the manufacturer said you should not put in the biological organism that he created. And that means that you don't have a very, benevolent view of who God is. You don't know him at all if you think that's who he is, that he made up rules just to deprive people. Now, he had his reasons, and I believe his reasons were for their own good and their own health. So I'm going to go with it. And well, science has proved out that, if you follow those dietary laws, you're going to be a lot better off health-wise. So that's why I do it, not for salvation. Jesus took care of that for me. It is by grace alone, by his sovereign will alone, that I am saved, and I am grateful for that. But he didn't tell me I could afford to be stupid just because he saved me and elected me for his kingdom forever. Okay, moving on to our next thing here, talking about health care for illegals and none for the careless people of America who have carelessly followed the culture and allowed their health to be destroyed. And now they have to sit back, getting poorer on the same amount of money, the same income. A lot of people have income dropping. At the same time, the value of their dollar is dropping. And oh, last week or the week before last, I did a little video I posted there. Gold to jump $500 now. Well, if you had bought gold then, you would already be ahead $100. So we got $400 to part of that part of that prediction. If you watch that video, go to First Member Radio and look for that video within the last couple weeks there. And I think it's on our liked videos list on the top, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Let me look at the First Member Radio homepage. And, oh, refresh it. I haven't refreshed it here in a long time. And, yes, it's on our front page. Whoops. It's on our front page in the liked videos playlist. You'll see it there. It says Prophecy Reality Live, but it says gold to jump $500. And you'll see why. It's a no-brainer, really, when you watch this and you look at why I said that. And $100 already jumped $100 since then. So it's going to jump the other 500 and maybe go and most likely keep going, which we'll talk a little bit more about that later. Let's get through this list of news items here. Let's see. What else we got? Two additional deputies fired in high school shooting that killed we don't want to do that. Google caught deleting video evidence of conservative censorship. The latest work from Project Veritas, that's what I was talking about a little bit earlier. It was the Project Veritas. So go to a different search engine and put in Project Veritas exposes Google's secret plan to trick people into watching left-wing news and program them through suggested search results. And this is, they try to cover it up or try to pretend like it's nothing. Oh, it was just some guys, just saying stuff that didn't mean anything, right? And they talked about preventing the next Trump from being elected in the next election. They don't want that to happen again. So that's part of what their plan is to get one of those Dems in there who want to give all of your money and all of your hard labor to illegal aliens that we can't even contain. There's so many. But if they listen to the Democrats now, we should just call them the communist socialist Democrats. They're more like, the socialist Democrat Party Nazis, right? They're communist Democrats anyway. The communist Democrats, if you listen to them, the conditions on the border are so deplorable that they're worse than the Nazi concentration camps of World War II. Well, I hope that all of the illegals that are thinking about coming to America hear what they're saying and take them serious. Maybe they'll stay away now, right? Or are they just going to come from the the free health care that they're going to need after they go through the concentration camp, if the Democrats get elected to the presidency, which is unlikely, unless there are more stupid Americans out there than not stupid, okay? So anyway, check it out. If you haven't heard about this yet, you got to check out this Project Veritas. So go to your Google or whatever engine and find out what the latest thing is. YouTube has taken Project Veritas's videos down. Even Vimeo has, for the same reason. So amid the controversy generated by the latest Google whistleblower, the White House will hold a social media summit examining the now proven series of accusations that big tech is universally trying to influence the public towards a voting Democratic in 2020. And see, now we had a fake investigation into whether Russia was influencing the elections in 2016. But see, now here we have real evidence from that Project Veritas has unearthed. And you know, plainly displayed for the world to see. Google, of course, has taken the video down, and so has Vimeo, but you can get it at their website. So you can go to the Project Veritas website, and you can watch the video there. I say definitely watch it. I posted it on the First Amendment Radio Facebook page, if you're still looking for it, but you should be able to find it somewhere and on their website. But definitely check that out. Okay, let's see. Oh, I like this. The G20 summit. I was watching it, and Putin says multiculturalism is no longer tenable. What? Somebody speaking common sense in the world out there? He says, in an interview with Financial Times, Putin explained what had caused the rise of the Trump phenomena in the United States, as well as the success of right-wing populist parties throughout Europe. Liberals cannot simply dictate anything to anyone, just like they have been attempting to do over recent decades, said the Russian president, branding Angela Merkel's decision to allow over 1 million migrants to enter Germany as part of the refugee wave, a cardinal mistake. Putin went on to say, this liberal idea presupposes that nothing needs to be done. Migrants can kill, plunder, and rape with impunity because their rights as migrants have to be protected. He added, every crime must have its punishment. The liberal idea has become obsolete. It has come into conflict with the interests of the overwhelming majority of the population. And there's more. You should check out the summit. I think True News has that on their website, and what Putin goes on to say. I mean, he's against the whole multicultural and gender bending agenda of the Antichrist New World Order. Okay? So somebody talking common sense over there. Let's see, church is under attack. California lawmakers passed measure to force pastors to embrace LGBT ideology. Sorry. But yeah, we know that the California lawmakers are just like the worst on earth. You know, I'm ashamed to be a Californian because of these people. But I love the land here. And there are some good people here. There's some good people everywhere. And there are wicked people everywhere. What can you say? It doesn't matter where you go. I'm in the land of the fruits and nuts. And they do have good vegetables and fruit trees and nut trees here. As far as the people go, like I said, you gotta be careful there. Okay, so the LGBT. Okay, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, accused of staging an event at a border wall where she was photographed crying over the internment camps. Boo-hoo. Okay, well, we'll hit on some more news when we get back from some messages here. You're listening Across the Border, our Prophecy Reality Edition. Don't go anywhere.
First on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
The book of Revelation says, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. get it now.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188. The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Let's jump back into our news items then. Oh yeah, how many migrant women did AOC help by voting against the $4.6 billion bipartisan humanitarian aid that is for them? She even voted against the Democrat aid package. All talk, no dollars. And she actually answered this one. AOC says, how many migrant women has Kellyanne Conway touched, hugged, sat on a concrete floor with, actually listened to? They don't need someone to taking advantage of a photo op and hugging them and sitting. They need help, man. You know, should have voted the money. So just prove the point of the one that says all talk, no dollars. Yeah, but if it's worth it, she'll go down there for a photo op. These communists are something else, aren't they? Antichrist communists, that's what they are. Yeah. Okay, well, see, what else do we have? Technocracy. Oh, yeah, go to Technocracy News. And he's covering that. Yes, let's see. The June 2019 Google Broadcore algorithm update impacted the rankings of websites and Google search engine results pages. Several aspects of the algorithm were changed, which caused some sites to gain visibility and others to lose visibility. So this all started the beginning of June, about June 3rd, so about a month ago. So Yeah, I've noticed a lot of dropping off since then, especially in Google searches and YouTube searches. See, Google hires quality raters, people who visit websites and evaluate their quality. Their feedback doesn't directly impact your site. It goes to engineers who update the Google algorithm in an effort to display great websites to their users. The guidelines give us great insight into what Google considers a quality web page. Google now buries expert views if they are deemed harmful. So, you know, like vaccine truth and stuff like that. They took off, Natural News is gone from Facebook even. And, of course, Google searches. So, I mean, they want to pump you full of drugs. They want all of your health care to go to illegal immigrants, and they want to flood the country, which is happening. And where do these illegals from Africa get the airfare to fly to South America, then cross Mexico? I mean, I couldn't afford to do that. I mean, if I just wanted to go on a trip across America to visit some relatives on the other coast or friends or something, I couldn't do it. I couldn't afford to drive, and I can't get on a plane and fly, but illegals can. They don't need any ID or anything. Yeah, they put them on planes and fly them to different cities or whatever just to get them, to get rid of them at the border. The whole thing is just getting outrageously out of control. But, you know, if it happens, it's because the Antichrist wants it to happen. And so you got to ask yourself the question, well, what does the Antichrist have to gain? Then you'll understand why it's happening. Of course, the Antichrist hates, you know, what was founded as a Protestant country, and they've been doing everything they can since the founding of America. I mean, they got their constitution in, that's right, and to set up their central government in the New World, Washington, D.C., that was something that the Vatican wanted. The Antichrist needed that. So that's the whole reason for the Constitution. Well, they give you all these other things that will give you what you think you want. And then, boy, if they hadn't tacked those Bill of Rights to it, we'd have had nothing. By now, everything would be gone. As it is, they're even eroding those away. And, of course, I would name my network First Amendment Radio after those supposedly protected rights. You know, our rights come from God, not from government. But they put those 10 amendments on there to protect those God-given rights from the Constitution and from the government. But, like I said, they're continually eroding and getting further and further away from that every day. Okay. Everybody can hear me now? Yeah, please give me a call next time. I would appreciate that. Yeah. And Wacky quit. So, oh, Wacky's back in. I guess some people, their browsers just drop them off automatically. Yes, indeed. Let's see, what else have I got? Well, I don't really have anything. Anyone else got any news, comments, anything out there? I'm just going to have to wing it or figure out something else to talk about here for the rest of this, the few minutes I have left. Let's see. Maybe I could get everyone to pray for Tom Fress. Kind of worried about him. Haven't heard from him lately. We've been rebroadcasting some of his older shows that haven't been played for a while. We just got through, A Woman Rides the Beast. So hope everybody's enjoying that, but that'll run its course this week. And, And so next week we'll start The Ark and the Dove, and we'll get through the entire thing this time. It's like 54 episodes long. So, and then after that we're going to move on to Code Word Barbalon. Hopefully he'll come back and finish the history of Romanism. Hoping that could happen, but I just don't know. Wacky keeps quitting in the chat room.
Just quit already.
Oh, yeah. That's some people's browser does that if they're on a different tab. It checks them out automatically. I don't know which browsers do that and which don't. Let's see, what else do I have? Okay. Let's see. Democrat Jimmy Carter claims Trump actually lost in 2016. Okay, well, everybody cares what Jimmy Carter has to say. Not really. I think he was actually the most unpopular president ever in history. You know, and you know why I think he was? Because he lowered the speed limit to 55. It, you know, at that time, this is going way, way, way back now. At that time, I was traveling the 11 western states for a living. I was supervising construction projects. And boy, I mean, 55, what a grind, man. When you got hours of travel already. I mean, it was just hard going that slow. Yeah. So you made a national speed limit. What, to save gas because of a made-up gas shortage? It was all an effort to get the price of gas up. That's all it was. But, yeah, so he came up with that national speed limit. Of course, Ronald Reagan came along and got rid of it. So no wonder everybody loved Reagan and hated Jimmy Carter. Just the things that come out of this guy's mouth. He's supposed to be a Christian. You know, I don't believe it. He's a nominal, basically a name-only Christian because he thinks abortion, killing babies, is just fine. And the whole gay agenda's A-okay with him. Yeah, he's a real anti-Christ Christian. Yeah. He worships the beast. That's, you know, that's obvious when you take licentiousness as your law. See, Elizabeth Warren woos Democratic voter with pay the gays proposal. Oh, I like this one. Yeah. That was something else. Let's see. Suggested last week that the IRS should allow married homosexual and lesbian couples to amend their PACs tax returns due to Discriminatory Defense of Marriage Act that she alleges forced them to pay more, so they should all get a refund because they couldn't be married before that. Yeah, so, you know, let's take the country that's already going broke and already living beyond its means, and let's print some more money and just start giving it away and shoveling more out. Let's find more ways to throw more money onto the fire of a failing economy and to hyperinflation, and that's all we're doing. Okay, what else? Total Proof. Total Proof, not a single mainstream website, news-based site, covers Project Veritas report on Google bias. Not a single one. So, most of the world is not even going to hear about it. Well, yep. Oh, here's another one. Democrat Ilhan Omar refuses to answer questions about her brother/husband. Yes, reporter asks if she married her brother to help him immigrate. So I guess this woman then after that got voted into Congress. She's married to a brother she helped to help him immigrate. And why she filed illegal tax returns. Because you think you can marry your brother. Oh, what the heck, man? You can marry a man. Man can marry a man. Why not marry a brother? I mean, you know, hey, that's where it's going. You can marry your dog, I guess. So anyway, she dodges reporter questions about asking about the, yeah. Oh, I like this one. I heard this one because I was listening to some of the debates. Democrat presidential candidate Julian Castro says he would force taxpayers to pay for transsexuals' abortions. I laughed when I heard that guy say that. You know, transsexuals get free abortions. it doesn't matter. You call yourself, you can get operations, but you're not going to get pregnant. That doesn't happen. So this guy is delusional. This anything to throw more money away. So if you're transsexual, you can get money to get a free abortion. Yeah. So we got a lot of good comedy out of this one and a lot of good reasons. Like I said, if you watch this, you go, there's no way that these, some people call them America last. And that means you, because you're an American, so you come last. Clown World, Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar claims gun confiscation is voluntary. What next? Yes. It's not confiscation if it's voluntary. Defenders of Second Amendment may have long argued that instituting buyback scheme is tantamount to gun confiscation because the government cannot buy back something it never owned to begin with. See, California's transgender prison policy is a disaster for women. Proposed policy would house prisoners based on their identified gender, meaning a male raper, wife beater, a stalker could be housed in a prison for women just simply because he says he's a woman. Yeah, and these, you know, I mean, these are criminals. You know, it's of the worst type that would do this. Well, why wouldn't they lie and say, I identify as a woman? You don't act like a woman. Well, I'm a butch. That's what they would say, I guess. Yeah, anything. But that is bad enough for, you know, people in prison without having to deal with more tragedy and, yes. CNN journalist says there's no real evidence big tech is biased against conservatives. Yes, that's what CNN would say. Well, anyway, so you're not going to hear it, except the opposite in your mainstream media. Does anyone listen to mainstream media? Yeah, I guess they're pretty popular, you know. If you go on YouTube and visit their websites, they've got millions of subscribers. So they're making the big bucks over there on YouTube with Google's help. But something like First Amendment Radio, not so much, man. Yeah. Barely scraping by. It seemed like early on, like maybe 10, 15 years ago, we were growing every year, you know. I easily got, you know, $3,000 to $5,000 a month in revenue. Now it's less than $1,000 a month. It's barely enough to pay the bills and get by on. And so if they had left the internet alone, probably would still be growing today, maybe. I don't know. I believe what Veritas has uncovered, because I've felt it over the last 15 years. Instead of growing, I've decreased. Nobody can find us anymore. Nobody can hear about us. And that seems like it just isn't right. It just defies reality for some reason, seems to me. Now, let's see. Let me check out the chat room, see if anyone has anything to say or comment. Nope. Not a response there. So, I don't know. Maybe I should just give up doing live broadcasts and do everything pre-recorded. Anyway, I'm sitting here in the studios of First Amendment Radio, Studio A, B, C, and D, because we only have one studio here. We have no need for several studios. Yeah. Because we can't afford, like, say, True News. I don't know where they're getting their money from, but they do neglect a few things. Like, they'll never name the Antichrist, never name the Great Apostasy, because I believe that's where a good amount of their support comes from, the anti-Christian apostate church, yeah. Hate to say it, but it's true, but it's still a great news program. But as long as you're willing to accept that they'll never name the Antichrist. I know what Rick Wiles was going to write some prophecy books, but maybe he found out. He says he wrote one already, and he's turned it over to his editors, so that must be fun for his editors. A man who's never written anything in his whole life decides to write a book, and I guess his editors have to make it work. So I'm probably going to pay a lot of money for that book. And when it comes out, it's probably going to be a huge hit, because he won't name the Antichrist. And it'll have some nonsense in it, which I do hear coming out of, or have heard. He's pretty much shut up about it, though, over the last month or so, since he so-called stopped writing his book. But the stuff that was coming out of his mouth about prophecy was just nonsense. So he should just stick to the news. That's what I think. Just like Ken Hovind should stick to dinosaurs and creationism. Because then he wrote a book, What in the World is Going On, or something. And it was just more futurist dispensationalism nonsense going out there. And so he's rejected the whole historicist mindset and didn't even dive into it. Who's going to read? Who wants to read all that history anyway? That's just too boring to read history. But I'll tell you what, if you really want to know what's going on in the world and you read history, it'll all become crystal clear. Yeah. And that's why I'm covering the Hori Apocalyptica, or at least giving you, trying to do a fast version of it with my apocalyptic inquiry. And I'm going through, the history of Protestantism, which, you know, I'm thinking the book needs to be renamed. Because maybe, you know, 150 years ago when the history of Protestantism was written, well, it wasn't such a bad thing. But now Protestantism isn't a good thing, you know, it's because the Counter-Reformation has really had its effect on the name Protestant. But I should rename it the History of the Martyr Church. And that way people will have more to look forward to than just, you know, Fox's Book of Martyrs, which you should read. But Fox's Book of Martyrs is only like a very small portion of the grand project of the History of the Martyr Church. Yeah, that's what I'm going to call it. History of the Martyr Church. May even republish it and rename it History of the Martyr Church. Yeah, I think it might be a good idea. Maybe we'll get a little more play for people who are interested in how the church has been persecuted throughout history. Because that's what it is. It's a history. The history of Protestantism goes back to the first century. That book, The History of Protestantism, goes back to the first century. Watch my short video there, What is Protestantism? And you'll get the idea. And start going through that series, which I narrate to you one chapter at a time. Okay, you're listening to Cross the Border. My name's Nicholas, and this is a Prophecy Reality Edition. And we'll be going into, like I said, our apocalyptic inquiry in the next session. Need your support here. If you're tithing somewhere else, ask you to move some of your tithe over, but we need a continued support. It's nice when people pop up and give $25, a one-time gift or something, and, you know, I'm sure we don't get much of that, but it's always nice when people do, but we need ongoing support. So I ask you to put us on your ongoing tithes and offerings list there. And if you're supporting Benny Hinn or was CBN or, God forbid, you know, some of these other so-called ministries, you'll take that money and move it over to FirstAmendmentRadio.com. We certainly need it. Okay, that's all I got for this segment. we'll see you. Stick around for these segments coming up, and we'll see you next time.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. That's crosstheborder.org.
I know you all want answers, and believe me, so do I, and I'll do my best to get them.
Despite Nicolas Cage's promise to do his best to get Left Behind rapture answers for us, don't hold your breath. Not everyone believes Left Behind is true prophecy. Some may even regard as conspiratorial the mainstream re-release of the Left Behind movie, with actor Nicolas Cage portraying the main character, as an attempt to further reinforce in the minds of all this perception of false prophecy, in order to condition the masses for the play about to begin. If you want true Bible prophecy answers, get the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. The author exposes the Latin rapture origin, the seven-year tribulation deception, true Bible revelation of Daniel's 70 weeks, the abomination of desolation, the restrainer, America in the revelation, the image of the beast, and the mark of the beast, and the truth about God's chosen people, and so much more about Bible prophecy. This book will shatter the Left Behind paradigm of future events. Get the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. That's crosstheborder.org.
The book of Revelation says, "The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ." This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone, absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today, so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe, so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.